U.S. bishops praise Joe Biden's refugee resettlement hike. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on May 5, 2021. The leader of the U.S. Bishops' Committee on Migration said Tuesday that President Biden's decision to quadruple the cap on the number of refugees eligible for resettlement in the United States is a step in the right direction. Under pressure from pro-immigration groups, the Biden administration announced Monday it will increase the number of refugees eligible for resettlement in the United States during the current fiscal year to 62,500, a reversal of his prior position to leave the ceiling at 15,000. As a nation of immigrants, we have a moral obligation to help our brothers and sisters around the world who are in need, declared Bishop Mario E. Dorsonville, chairman of the Bishops' Migration Committee, in response to the news. The updated refugee admissions cap is a step in the right direction to help those who need it most, Dorsonville stated. We were pleased with the administration's previous decision to reinstate the regional allocation framework. But this increase was a crucial step toward rebuilding the crippled refugee admissions program. We view this number as a stepping stone toward the administration's stated goal of 125,000 admissions, a figure more consistent with our values and capabilities as a nation, he added. Last month, Dorsonville expressed disappointment when Biden declared he would not raise the refugee cap this year. The number of refugees who will be welcomed this year is far short of what we can do as a country and is not an adequate response to the immense resettlement need, Dorsonville said at the time. In his statement Tuesday, the bishop urged the U.S. to take leadership in refugee resettlement. For decades, the United States has been a leader in refugee resettlement, he said. We are in the midst of the greatest forced displacement crisis of our lifetime and know that there are more than 26 million refugees worldwide and more than 47 million people who are internally displaced. It is imperative that we act now to ensure the safety of these individuals and their families, he added. The Catholic Church teaches that every person is created in God's image and must be valued, protected, and respected for the inherent dignity that he or she possesses. It is more important now than ever that our country continue to lead as we address this humanitarian emergency, he concluded. Follow @WilliamsRome.